cliffcentral.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to No Borders. It's 1 o'clock according to my watch, but I didn't go to the old watch. It's like 1:05. But yeah, welcome to the show, cliffcentral.com, the number one lunchtime show, apparently. Did you hear that? Did someone tell you that? Well, great. Today we got Summer Tags on the show, and we also have Mr. Cameron on the show. And I think it's going to be quite a lively experience. We're going to be talking about African music, African dominance, how African music has changed, how it's catching up. Speaking of that, if you were listening a minute and a half prior, you were listening to the sounds of DJ Slick featuring Shekinah, and I was blown away by the sounds of that music. I was like, wow, that must be American. But I guess it's not. It's African. Shows where we're going. So yeah, check it out. We're going to be back just now. In a second, we're going to go into another song. And when we get back, we're going to be talking to Simba Tags, as well as Mr. Cameron. And guess who will be in the building? KF Skinny Ass. All right. See you later.
For real though, dog. Shit.
Is this what you call fading out?
Yeah, come on, that wasn't even fading out. Like, we were actually talking about something else.
Exactly. Like, well, thanks for the technical flaw, Palliser. Welcome back, everybody. It's cliffcentral.com, uncensored, unscripted, on radio.
No borders.
It's immigrants. I keep forgetting. I was about to call us the ingredients.
What you surfing? Like a cookbook? What's going on?
No, actually, I've been craving like a specific dish. All I keep thinking about is like the ingredients, because every time I just want to go to the store.
You know, when people
it.
Start craving specific dishes, it's payday.
Is it payday? Oh, for real?
Well, it's end of the month.
Oh, you got paid, play?
I got paid. Not yet. I get paid like black people pay, like on the 31st.
The 31st, okay.
Yes,
yeah.
That last day.
Okay, that sounds more like payday.
What's good, man?
I'm all right, man. How you been?
Chilling. Same old.
It's been about a week. What has happened in the last week that I haven't seen you? Well, first and foremost, very importantly, Zimbabwe got absolutely obliterated.
But I said it.
Okay. But the good thing is, Ivory Coast has also gone home.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they're gone.
Yeah, give us an update. What's the update? Because I haven't been watching.
Well, look, I've watched a couple of games, and I must say, this is something I wanted to address.
What are the tournament favorites?
I really feel, well, the tournament favorites are Senegal, well, from my perspective.
Okay, sweet.
The Lions of Taranga. So, yeah. They just haven't been, like, look, I really feel that Africa hasn't been behind this tournament.
So, yeah, because you know what? After, like, I haven't been seeing a whole lot on social media.
Nothing.
Regards to AFCON. Like, it just kind of dwindled after the first week.
Yeah. And shout out to Mosa. Well, Mosa, I don't know if you're listening, but shout out to you, because she's always updating me on the games and stuff. And it's a she. So that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. But anyway, like, look, I mean.
So tournament phase, Senegal. What about North Africa?
I think Egypt.
What about my country,
well?
Morocco?
Egypt should be. I don't think Morocco qualified. The last time Morocco had a decent player was, like.
Don't be dissing my country. We got oil.
It was like 10 tournaments ago. Morocco,
hey,
Morocco
10 tournaments ago, that's 20 years ago.
So Morocco, Zim, South Africa. Okay, well, for us to crash out in the first round, I guess is as good as not going.
Yeah, I mean, that's. Well,
I think they let an entire nation down. I think the Ivory Coast is cool. They always qualify for things like this, so it's all right.
And they're the former, they're like the defending champions.
But so they're like, oh, whatever, it's all right.
Yeah,
man.
We got it. Yeah, we'll take it for a minute. Yeah.
We have jobs in Europe, so we need to go back. So I'm thinking,
I'm trying
all
to make
right.
that weekly money.
Yeah, you know, so I'm thinking, okay, fine, that's not a problem. All right, they can go, but for Zim, man, damn. Yeah.
That was something else.
For South Africa not to go at all, that was expected.
Why are you hating on SA, though?
No, but for real, man. Like, that. I mean,
and plus, they got cricket, they got Wade, they doing a lot.
Yeah, I guess.
To give us something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, we're not going to get anything.
I don't know how Morocco didn't qualify. But okay, that's one thing that we. Because I want to. Remember, we were talking last night about how we want to just do like a brief summary of what's been going on in Africa.
Yeah.
So AFCON was the first thing, of course.
Obviously.
But like you said, like, yeah, it hasn't really been like, I don't know, there's no heat. Like, there's, I don't know, there's just the vibe. Like, even when you go to like sports bars and stuff, there's no that energy that's usually there.
No, there's no energy.
Like a Manchester United game would have had more energy, than this.
Like, people are not really interested at all, man. Like, people just don't care. I think people just have not cared about African football for the longest time. So realistically, we're not even going to waste any more time talking about something that you don't care about, clearly.
You know what I mean? I think the actual noise, and we're going to stretch it and say Venus and Serena are black, so originally they're from Africa, so they qualify for no borders.
I guess.
But like, okay, so growing up, Kamala, you know I played tennis in high school and stuff.
No, you didn't play tennis.
Yeah. I played tennis, man. That's how
you
I lost weight.
You watched tennis in high school.
That's how I lost it. I used to be like a
you watched tennis
short, fat dude, fam. And then I tried playing rugby. That didn't work out. That didn't work out for nothing. I never made it to the team. Like, I used to be a sub that never played. Like, they'll put me in the last five minutes of the game.
Okay.
But then a friend of mine, he's like, yo, why don't you come to the courts? And yes, I started playing tennis. Anyway, growing up, I told myself, you know what, by a certain age, I'm going to make enough money to watch a Grand Slam final
okay.
between Venus and Serena.
Okay, dope.
So, like, and Venus and Serena in the Australian Open final together, like, playing against each other.
So, are you going?
Hey, fam, like, do you know how much a Grand Slam ticket is? First of all, even if it was $5,000, I wouldn't be able to afford it.
Wow.
It's $25,000. That's the cheapest ticket you'll get.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So, they've got the tickets.
Okay, that's just
they've got
totally
the reserved
insane.
Tickets.
Okay.
That even if they're cheap, they're reserved for, like, your high profile. So, what's his name? Beyonce. Saying Jay-Z, you know, Prince William and his and Kate and stuff.
Yeah.
then they've got the ordinary tickets, which people with access will buy first.
Okay.
So most of the tickets, if you're trying to buy a ticket now, you got to go on eBay.
Which is still going to be more expensive.
Hey, definitely, because these people bought to sell.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So the cheapest, and then I was just like not even thinking of going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I was just Googling and I'm like, and the cheapest ticket I could find on eBay was going for $25,000.
Wow.
And that's like back there, like, you know, you're like on top of the terraces. Like, you know what I mean? You probably got the umpire right in front of you so you can't see the whole game.
That's actually quite crazy, you know?
It's crazy.
But like, what does that mean for the world if we generally can't afford to actually watch the sports that we enjoy?
That's why they gave you the internet and TV.
Well, I understand that. We can only have that when we're at work.
Yeah. We ain't even got Wi-Fi like that.
Hey, see, there you go, exactly.
So, but I mean, it's going to be legendary. I think it's Venus and Serena. This is the 26th time that they're playing each other, fam.
Yeah.
In a final. Like, these people have dominated tennis. It's a done deal. I mean,
it is a done deal.
Like, I think we need to find their heritage, like their family tree, and find out which African country they're from. They're probably from somewhere in West Africa.
It's most likely Nigeria.
Yeah, Southern Africans don't come that big.
For me, I think there's like a huge
Nigeria,
strand.
Maybe Ghana.
Yeah, Nigeria, Ghana,
somewhere there.
Somewhere there. Mm. Definitely can't be Zimbabwe.
Definitely not.
It's not definitely not South Africa.
Definitely not Mozambique.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
Well done, Palace. That's all you're good for, really. What the hell? So tell me a little bit more about Simba and Mr. Camera. Well, we've had Mr. Cameron on the show before.
Yeah, we've had
but
Mr. Cameron
on the show. That was quite a while back.
Yeah.
He's actually he was our first guest.
They're supposed to come on at 1:30.
Oh, are they supposed to come out on 1:30? Yeah. So I was angry for no reason.
Yeah, you were angry for no
reason. Well, I don't care. I'm supposed to be here at 1, but I'm here at 5:02. So
that's they're being fashionably late because they're celebrities.
Oh, wait. This is what I wanted to ask you. Actually, I thought about this earlier when I was on my way to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, look, last year when we recorded a whole bunch of podcasts, we had set up challenges for different individuals.
Yeah, yeah.
And have you realized that nobody has come back to us?
Nah, they just say because it's on radio, it's on air.
There you go.
So they're like, yes, and then we'll do it.
So
and then email address.
Everybody who got an immigrant challenge last year and has not responded to us and spoken to us about that challenge that can make a change,
mm-hmm.
we're calling you out now. And I know a lot of you are listening. I know a lot of you are going to listen later on. Definitely.
You already know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
so, this is very, very blunt and straightforward.
I think, wait, this
mm-hmm. thing is actually getting to me. You know why? I was thinking about how there's a lot of complaining that we're doing as African youth,
mm-hmm.
but we're not doing anything about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So I thought, hold on, mm-hmm. I thought, let's change, let's take the challenges from just a Zim-based thing. Let's try and do an African type thing.
Hell yeah. I mean, that's what the whole show is about. Like, everything is expanding.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like, I mean, nothing against people from the motherland, from your motherland, but they're not
because you're Moroccan, man.
Yeah, yeah. They're not the most proactive they're not the most proactive people.
Yeah.
And that's something else I wanted to discuss in terms of the brief on Africa right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really stale news, but it's been happening. You know what I mean? Yeah. But Adama Barrow, he's the new president of the Gambia, and yeah. he flew into the country for the first time yesterday. Because remember, the former president was like, Jack, I'm not going.
Yeah, then they had to kind of like threaten him and all.
Exactly.
That,
But you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
This is the first time in, especially for West Africa, because this is an ECOWAS region, where a dictator was overthrown without one bullet fired, without no one being killed, nothing. The soldiers just put their weapons down like, hey, bruh. People voted for this dude. We ain't fighting for you.
Yeah, basically.
His ministers started to resign. The whole region was like, hey, bruh, toi pas. And I think but, in terms of African progression politically, this is a major step.
Is it?
It's a major step, fam.
Okay,
because like, if people can say, because this dude was in power for like, what, 23 years?
Yeah.
So all of these dudes were his homies. But even his homies were like, ah, bruh, come on. Yeah, I mean, and I really feel like that's... Well, what do you think? I really feel like it's a step towards some form of change. This has never happened in the history of Africa before.
Okay, in light of trying to keep everything positive, you're so correct.
Not necessarily.
You're right. But this is it.
Like, yeah.
From a positive perspective, you're so right. Look, it definitely is a step forward for Africa. But when is the rest of Africa going to follow?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
If we can kick out one guy, can't we kick out the rest?
All of them. But you see, the problem now, what that has set is not a precedence. So in legal terms, you'd call it a precedence that you'd then follow. But in political terms, they've just given all these other dictators an idea of what not to do the next time.
Well,
so, you know, I mean, like,
they've given them a heads up.
They've given them a heads up. Like, hey, fam, like, hey, you see what's happening in the Gambia? That could be happening to us right now. We need to start planning just in case that, you know, is a likelihood. And it's crazy. But I mean, what's even crazier is that the Gambia, I mean, I've been to the Gambia before.
Okay, which is
because
amazing.
Because they've got, no, it's actually the worst place I've ever been.
But the travel is the amazing part.
Yeah, because there's, that's, the African Commissioner on Human and People's Rights is based in the Gambia. And because you know how most African presidents are like, you know what, we want human rights instruments that aren't made by the West, we want them made for us. So ours, which is the African Charter on Human and People's Rights, was adopted in Banjul, which is the capital of the Gambia. And then the commission was raised there. So I'm thinking, this dude, what type of an idiot are you? Like, you are the center of human rights in Africa, and then you're going to be stupid enough to do this? Like, if he had stepped down like the way Jonathan stepped down.
Okay.
What's his name? Good luck, Jonathan.
Yeah.
He would have become a hero. Like, hey, dog, no war, nothing. He would probably get UN ambassador, blah, blah, blah.
Wait a minute. Good luck did not step down.
No, he was voted out. And then he did not. You see, that's the thing about Africans. Yeah. When someone goes peacefully, we say he stepped down. Because we're not used to it.
We're actually not.
It's crazy. So, I mean, it's a good precedence. I don't know if we're going to follow suit. I know SADC ain't going to do nothing about it.
No, SADC would never do it.
Hell nah.
Look, I think there's a lot of weaknesses when it comes to us coming together as Africans to fight for one major cause. If let's say, going back to this whole like youth challenges thing, there's so much that we can do in our capacity as young people to help other people across Africa to develop and to grow. It's just like when you meet a person from Djibouti, let's say.
Yeah.
Right? And he speaks a certain way, or he lacks knowledge on a particular subject. Mm-hmm. Instead of making fun of him, you could actually help him out. But then you mimic
him. Thank you very much, exactly. Yeah, you know what I mean? But he's proud of his language. But I mean, that's the issue. And I think that's what we're trying to address with No Borders is, like, we're different.
Yeah, we are very different.
You know what I mean? We're different, and you got to accept those differences. Because those differences are actually what bring us together.
Yeah, that's actually the elixir of being African.
Exactly.
You know, that blend.
Kamu, your village got corn, maize, right?
Yeah.
Mine got cow hides and meat.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, we ain't got what you got. Let's trade. I mean, and that's when differences bring people. And that's, I think that's like the essence of African tradition.
And this is the essence of African tradition. And now the next thing we want to do as part of our essence of African tradition is try and see how many people we can hook up this week. From different countries.
I used to have a map back in college.
You know, okay,
let's not get into it.
Why does it have to be about you at the end of the day? All right? You know? And you see, Palace always gets uncomfortable when you start talking like this.
You're looking real hard. I'm not in them stockings.
Wow. Anyway. Mm-mm. Moving on.
Palace, you cannot date anyone else.
This is my idea. let's put together a program that can be hosted and run here in this country, because obviously this is the media hub of Africa, mm-hmm. and it's basically where everything can make sense and mm-hmm. can be done mm-hmm. easily, I suppose. So we can do a No Borders Youth Conference that just speaks to different issues.
Yeah. I think, you know what, and I agree with you. Course we need to, yeah, I think of course we need to, what is it, the first time? Get out of here,
no,
man.
No, you regularly do agree with me, so yeah.
Thing is, when you were talking about, you know, giving people challenges, like even when you're giving people those challenges, I'll just look at them, I'm like, this dude ain't going to do nothing.
But that's the whole idea.
So I think, you know what, we should challenge ourselves to do something by mid-year.
No, not even by mid-year. I'm talking about us initiating the process now. We've got a name of our conference. We're not going to try and make it difficult for ourselves.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it's just a matter of going to university.
There you go.
And let's get all the foreigners, you know, come with the certain representation.
We need a venue. That's we can it. Do it. In fact, that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
We just take advantage of all the universities that are around, and then we invite every university.
It's a couple of letters and emails, like, and it's a done deal.
There you go.
And then we're told to Aqua Vida. Shout out to Aqua Vida. Get some water in there.
I swear, there you go, you know, because we're coming for you.
Is there anyone who sponsors liquor here at KSET?
No, not yet.
Ah, come on, Jägermeister, where you at?
You know what? I want Liberado. That's what we need. We need a little bit of Liberado.
Is that that tequila flavor beer that
I tried it out yesterday.
Hey, wait. They had someone on Cliff Central interview those people. And they got, because I saw them. I saw the liquor right in the corner, yeah. Oh. So who was that?
Oh.
Who brought?
It was who? It was not.
It was a gift from who, though? From the Liberado people. That's what we're saying.
But why, like, why are we getting gifts from the Liberado people?
Oh, they just sent a gift for no reason?
Wow.
So why ain't you talking to them if they just sent a gift for no reason?
You know, this is good that you're actually asking this information. Because when I asked about this gift,
uh-huh.
it was made to seem as if it was for someone specific.
Exactly, yeah.
And then now, the way I hear it is like...
They just sent it.
It was for specific people. Really?
Why was it for specific people if they've never been on the show? Who do they know?
Because those specific people actually know people who can make things happen.
Okay, so why haven't they made things happen? What? I sense some attitude coming from you right now.
I swear. Like,
right?
This woman has changed.
Hey, bro.
Here we are trying
to talk get
about,
a raise?
We're talking about African positivity, like moving forward.
You know what I mean?
I thought she was going to be like, yo, guys, this is a great idea. And then like,
let's do it. I got people I know.
The only part she wants to find, because look, it's a Liberado that came in. Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Things that
golly.
Happen in this building.
I have no idea, fam. Like, it's really, but yeah, I agree. Like, let's do something. Let's do something along the lines there.
So this is exactly what's going to happen. Though. Anybody who wants to get involved with us, please hit us up on WhatsApp. What's our WhatsApp number? 079-748-2090.
No, 2090?
Yeah, 2090.
Hey, you guys are really good at this. What was that? Like charades.
So hit us up.
What's that?
Wait,
are you guys, like, whatchamacallit? Like, what's that dude?
We're spending too much time together. Can't you see?
Hey, I see that.
Yeah, there's some
behind my back, definitely.
Some hours, actually, brother.
Uh-huh. Hey, you know who Pastor Mboro?
No.
Oh, come on, you know Pastor Mboro.
Of course I know Pastor Mboro.
I saw something about him in the paper today. Because religion is another major issue. No, for real though. Religion is a major issue on the continent right now. I think only the North hasn't been that affected. Because you got to give it to the North in terms of one thing.
Yeah.
Islam is a very powerful religion.
Yeah.
People who are Muslims are devoted to their religion.
100%.
You know what I mean? It's not one of those wishy-washies, I want to look like a Christian, you know, but then behind your people's backs, you're doing all this crazy stuff. When those people dedicate... No, for real. When those people dedicate their lives to their religion, you know how we have separation of religion from state?
Yeah.
That's nonsense. How can you separate what guides your life as an individual from what guides the rest of the lives of the nation? Like, separation of religion and state is a fallacy.
It is a fallacy.
Yeah. But with Muslim nations, Sharia law is the law.
It is the law.
Of course, sometimes it's extreme, and it should be watered down. Like, you can't be chopping people's hands off.
Sometimes Sharia law is the realest out there, man. Like, would you love Sharia law to be governing us right now?
Hey, bro, that's deep. Like, I know. But
don't you think it'll work perfectly in this country?
I don't know, in terms of what, chop people's hands off when they steal?
But just do everything.
Hey,
you lie, get your tongue off.
Hey, bro, that's crazy. Like, I mean, we lie a lot on the show. Snap, we wouldn't have no tongues.
Oh, damn, we wouldn't have a show, bro. Disabled.
But yeah, religion is a major issue right now. And you've got all these pastors, like, one, they're in scandals, they're fleeing their countries, they're robbing nations dry. Like, I saw this video, and these people are not even ashamed.
Yeah.
Say, like, no, I govern, this is my house. Like, in every house, there's a father and blah, 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 is our father. Let him do what he wants to. Yeah. I'm like, are you guys for real? This is totally against every principle that's in the Bible.
Of Christianity.
There's one father. You know what I mean?
Who art
in the name, thank you very much. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Like, how are you even a part of the Holy Trinity? You ain't even a part of the Holy Octa or something.
I think a genuine African problem that we've faced for the longest time is really the idea of us getting hooked onto so many of these prophets and pastors. And
what do you think it is? What's the cause?
It's because, like, we're desperate.
Thank you. That's a done deal. You ain't gone no further. It's poverty.
Number one. Yeah. I mean, obviously the poverty factor comes in genuinely, but I just think Africans are just genuinely desperate people.
But I mean, the desperation comes from poverty. Come on, like rich dudes, you don't find rich dudes. Rich dudes will go there to make more money. But they're not desperate for the services of the pastor or of the church itself. You know what I mean? I mean,
almost definitely.
There are people who have no other hope.
This is the thing.
So they find their only hope, one in numbers, which is why, you know, the whole churches are big on, what are they called? Fellowship.
Fellowship,
I'm not very big on fellowship. I don't want to, and especially, you know, with all due respect to Pentecostal churches, but if we're in a big church and there's a thousand of us praying and we're all shouting out our problems at the same time, this dude beside me is talking about how he's got a lump on his penis, the other one on this side talking about they got warts, and then anal problems. I'm like, yo, wait up. How am I supposed to focus on praying to God right now? I'm thinking about your problems. I'm like, oh my God, you need to step away. Like, I mean, your relationship with God needs to be private. That's my personal view. Like, you cannot,
is that it?
You cannot pray out loud, fam. Like, you can't pray.
But why not?
Pray out loud by yourself. In your crib.
What?
Not when it's a thousand of you.
Oh, come on, man.
Because I pay attention. I've heard certain things in church. I'm like, Jesus, what is going on here? Should I be here right now?
Okay, I think you're just the worst person to be even making any sort of comment on this particular topic, bro. Because, like, you're taking it to the next level.
I'm Catholic and we pray quietly, silently.
Okay, but you're Catholic, dog. Yeah. So it's different. I mean, like, everybody else, they might feel the need to express themselves a little bit more.
But express themselves to who? To me? I don't want to know about your fibroids or your hemorrhoids and piles.
To be perfectly honest, this is actually an extreme situation.
I've
been in church regularly and I've never actually heard or actually paid attention to anyone else's, like, you know, like
I can't help it, fam. Like, they're right next to me and they're saying this crazy stuff. I'm just like, Lord of mercy.
You know what I'm thinking?
You know, I end up praying for them. Like, Lord, you know what? I've got I got problems, but forget me, man.
I'm okay.
she got problems.
Wow,
you know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Like, it's ridiculous. But I mean, religion is who called it the opium of the people? Karl Marx?
I guess so, yeah.
Karl Marx, like, it's the opium of the people, man. It's a drug.
It's a mad drug.
It's a mad drug.
And they'll do anything to have it.
But you see, and you know, people are probably going to get us wrong because they always like getting the immigrants wrong and then, those brothers talk shit.
Yeah.
But my issue is with religion and not with spirituality.
Yeah.
My issue is not with God.
Yeah.
It's with religion, and religion is pretty much
might
become a bit too controversial.
When it's abused, or when the principles and the ethos of religion was abused, then it becomes a problem.
Exactly.
But if everyone or if anyone attached to it, like, sticks to the principles and is and there's some sort of decent levels of morality about it, then it's okay. We haven't got a problem.
Yeah.
But this is the thing about Africa. Like, I got this flyer from an Uber driver, and he's like, yo, you need to come to this church, and apparently people with cancer getting cured and whatnot. But now, I believe that God has that power, that can give that power to somebody, right, for him to heal. But now my question is that really possible?
I think miracles exist. I think miracles do exist.
But why do I doubt it? Because it's because there's so many false prophets.
Yes, exactly. But then this was also predicted in the Bible itself.
Yeah, it was.
It was prophesied that there would be false prophets. And you see, that's the thing. Like, do these people actually read the Bible?
Why do all the false prophets have to be African?
Oh, snap. You taking it further, Val.
No, I am taking it further because I think I'm actually pretty tired of it. Like,
I think we're very brave to be talking about religion on air. You know what I mean?
It's getting ridiculous, man.
Like, I mean, I think there are people who are like, these brothers must be crazy. Anyway, yo, so we're still expecting our guests in. If they don't come, we'll just talk about them.
Yeah, and
nasty stuff about them.
No, we don't even have to talk nasty stuff about them.
No, I've got nasty. I only have nasty things to say about people
totally
who don't come.
We'll be honest about who they really are.
Oh, snap. That already sounds nasty. You know what I mean? Like, you just made it worse, man.
Oh, I did it actually. Yeah. Okay, fine. You know what? In a sense, at least, I mean, it's 1:30 now, so we might as well go into the conversation that we're going to have with.
Oh, we're going to go into the break and then, yeah.
Yeah, we can go into the break. And then we come back from the break.
And you already know.
We can start talking about the expansion of African music.
You already
and
know.
It's influenced by Mr. Camera, which is a weird name for a producer. He should have been a photographer. Yeah. And Simba Tags.
And Simba Tags.
All right.
No borders.
Nope, nothing.
Kind of scared me. You did that well. So now you want to do it again.
Jeez, that, like, this is actually crazy.
Lord of mercy.
Welcome back, CliffCentral.com, the number one.
Hey, yo, wait, hold on. Yeah. To hell with that no border stuff. Okay. Yo, we need to make you like a voiceover artist.
Oh, for
this will work.
Well, look, I've been looking for voiceover
Eddie Murphy
for the longest
time. Coming to America too, man. You got the soundtrack.
I would love Coming to America too. That would be so proper.
That would work, bro.
Yeah.
That would really work. Like, they'll go back to the States.
Yeah.
They'll go back to the States, him and his wife, because remember, they got married in Africa.
And then they'll have a family, and they're like,
Like 20,000 kids.
Crazy.
Proper African style.
Crazy. crazy.
And then they'd go and meet up with Bishop Omolu Jolu from Nigeria, get them prayers on point, you know what I mean?
The bishop would probably start tripping from the get-go, I swear.
You already know, KF Kamu, no borders, cliffcentral.com.
I love your girlfriend.
Who's girlfriend?
My bad.
Hey, you know that disease? What's it called?
Tourette's.
Tourette's syndrome. You know, it's actually sad that you know about it.
See, because like, I might be a sufferer.
You didn't have like three guesses, though. You came out with it one time.
I might be a sufferer.
Come on.
No, but I don't think there's anything wrong with
it. Did you have a shot of something during this break that I didn't
no.
see?
No. I had a shot of Aquavita water. Shout out to Aquavita.
Shout out to Aquavita. Y'all need to do something.
To put us on. It's been a minute, I swear.
Oh, snap. Those are the sounds of Mr. Kamera.
Yeah, Bumseeker.
Bumseeker featuring Brian K. They're doing the remix. Oh, they've already done the remix.
With Ice Prince and everybody on
Ice
it.
Ice Prince, yeah. Nigeria, yeah. Gemini Major, yeah, Malawi. Yeah. That's yeah. dope. I can't. Has it been released?
It hasn't been released yet. I know Kamera's. I think he's 1/5 into the video shoot.
Oh, snap. Okay, sweet.
Yeah, he shot Ice's part when he was down there, which I think made the most sense because Ice is the most difficult.
Further, yeah.
So Gem is around, so that's going to be pretty easy. But yeah.
I want to see Gemini dancing on that because Gem goes ham when it comes to the dancing. Like, he looks like he's got dance Tourette's.
Speaking of which, thank you very much for highlighting the impact that Gemini Major has had. I actually think we should have him in the studio next week.
Yeah. I spoke to the whole of... Remember I told you that I was talking to, whatchamacallit, to Jude?
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, Jude, I want the whole of Family Tree here because Family Tree is actually a flipping Family Tree. It's the best representation of,
yeah, it's Casper,
of no
yeah.
borders. You know what I mean? Like, he's just Jude, going all over and
yeah,
grabbing
But Jude's
people.
Not the guy to talk to, though. You might want to talk to
Tilly. I emailed. He gave me someone's email from their management company.
Yeah, Tilly's probably the best.
And they were like, Casper's not doing interviews for the next month. I'm like, whatever.
Well, look, if Casper doesn't want to do the interview, I don't really care. At the end of the day,
I want Gemini.
Look, the most important thing is that we were just trying to, you know, obviously have an African conversation.
Yeah,
so
if
he's not doing interviews for the next month or for the next 10 years, then he can just go jump.
Really? Where did the leaf come from? Like, there, from nowhere,
no,
bro.
Like, there's no leaf, dog.
What's going on?
I'm just being honest. Come on. Like, you know, I really, like, okay, personally, I get tired of hearing about people who can't
not
do
doing
interviews because, oh, I'm not doing, like.
But, I mean, the other issue is that a lot of interviews aren't similar to our interviews.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Because
our interviews aren't interviews. It's a discussion.
It is a discussion. It's a conversation.
I mean? And they ask us, like, okay, yo, can we have talking points? I'm like, there are no talking points.
But there's
you
no
know, we could have
points.
Talking points. The first thing we're going to ask, and then from there, we could go 90 degrees south.
There you go. And then,
you know,
like,
and then it's tangents.
And
you know
we don't necessarily expect ourselves to come back from that.
Exactly. And very soon when we gain a bit more confidence, this show is pretty much going to be like,
still gaining confidence?
What were you? No, I'm saying, no, gaining confidence to do crazy stuff. Like, you were talking about
those. We've done all the crazy stuff.
No, we haven't done the real crazy stuff. You were talking about, what are you talking about? Those Black American reality
TV. Reality.
Yeah. Have people slapping each other in here, recording it. That's what we're looking for.
Well, look, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I can say it, but we most likely will be able to see ourselves on camera real soon. Like mama
in
promised,
all,
yes. So,
in all wretchedness.
No, which will be dope because I think it'll be really nice to obviously have the show on YouTube, be able
definitely.
To upload it,
yeah.
And have everybody see the fun that we have in studio with Greg looking, pointing at the knobs, Panissa playing.
Telling us we broke something. When you hear a pause, Greg is probably telling us we broke something.
That we
like, Greg, I ain't got no money to repair that.
No.
Y'all
no.
better have insurance.
See, we're finding it hard to even patent the whole immigrants. It's hard. Don't have the funds.
You know what I mean? We want that little TM on the corner of it.
My bad. Sorry. Last night, speaking of African music again, I was in Baseline.
Okay, swell.
Well, Baseline has moved from Baseline.
Yeah, because I heard they shut down the original Baseline. Where is it now?
It's at Carfax.
Where's that?
Carfax is like around the corner.
Still down there?
Yeah. Still CBD.
Yeah.
But I must say, you know, obviously with the emergence of Break It Down some music and whatnot, you know, and the involvement of Josh Seed and everybody, I must commend them. They're really putting a party together again.
Oh, sweet.
It's looking dope.
That's dope.
And
I've never been to Baseline when it's Baseline like that.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, like, I was only there once, and I'll never go again for the Ja Praiser show.
Okay, but then you went to, but, okay.
Yeah, bro, wretchedness does not exceed what I saw on that night, bro. It does not exceed. Like, people from America would have come through and be like, hey, we applaud y'all.
y'all
for
really
your wretchedness, bro. Like. And it's like it's not wretchedness out of anger.
Yeah.
They enjoy the wretchedness because they had smiles on their faces
exactly,
and they're throwing cans like, yeah, this is really fun. You know.
But isn't it crazy how, like, if you find a bunch of Africans fighting, they can actually fight with smiles on their face.
Yeah, fam.
I'm beating you up.
No. And a slight laugh out of
like,
nowhere.
Like, no, this is wrong.
Yo, but we were talking about Gemini Major. You know what I mean? I hope there are a couple of Malawians listening right now.
Yes.
What else besides rice and Gemini Major has come out of Malawi? No, I'm just saying, for real though.
Wow.
No.
Do you know, actually.
Okay, who knows the president of Malawi? Okay. If you know the president of Malawi, come in right now and tell us who the president. Okay, you know what? Tell us one president from Malawi. Simpia, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm waiting. For real.
Do you know what?
I know Malawi for rice.
Why are you like this?
And Gemini.
Like, why? Like.
What did I do?
How?
It's been a bad week. I need to vent.
How do we build a fan base and improve the numbers? If you're going to insult people.
They need to be. I'm not insulting them. They need to be told the truth.
An entire nation has now been reduced to just Gemini Major.
No. There are no borders.
And rice.
There are no borders.
And it's Malanji rice, by the way.
I'm just saying though. But I asked y'all to come up with something. Gemini Major has really put that country on the map though.
No, he definitely has. I mean? Yeah, from a music perspective, he really done really well for Malawi. And I think for a small nation like that, like you said, doesn't really get much recognition for anything.
Yeah.
It's really that.
I mean, did you see the footage of Casper performing there?
Yeah.
In Malawi.
It was crazy.
It was like, it was packed, but it was like a Peter Mtarika?
Who's that?
Wasn't there another Mtarika? Bingu Mtarika?
Oh, okay. This is the president. Is that his name?
Wait. Who was his father?
Is he like a former soccer player or something? What?
Really?
I'm asking. I don't know.
Hey, but Liberia, they had a former soccer player running for president.
That George
Weah.
He almost won. But George Weah was a really good choice because he was a very educated football player.
Okay.
So, not that I'm saying that to be a strong politician, you have to be educated. No, but I'm saying in a sense that if you're going to take a soccer player seriously,
he at least has that kind of background. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about Benny McCarthy becoming the president of South Africa.
Oh, snap. We'll all be talking like this, yeah.
What about Opa Manyisa? Or Jabu Pule.
No. Okocha.
Okay. Oh, the president of Nigeria.
Okocha could become the president of Nigeria.
I will dribble past all these policies. I will shoot into the net of my opponents.
I think Drogba could do it.
Drogba was spending too much time doing his hair to do anything.
Oh, snap, man. His shot's fired. Yeah, snap.
Yeah. This is actually pretty dope. Let's think of the most likely football players that can become president.
In Africa.
Yaya Toure?
Yaya
is actually
too tall.
Too tall?
Yeah, you got to have a certain height when you're president. You know what I mean? Like, not too tall, not too short.
And he's got bent legs. Okay, so he's out.
How do you wear the Giorgio Armani suit? You know what I mean? Wouldn't look too good, yeah. Okay, let's think about it.
Riyad Mahrez? Do you even know Riyad Mahrez?
Nah, I don't know. Who that?
Okay, anyway.
What country, though?
Riyad Mahrez from Algeria.
Okay.
But it's too quiet. I think he's too quiet to be a president. Yeah, an African president, that's for sure.
Okay.
Do you know who'd be a fantastic president? Willard Katsande.
Bruh, for real? Come on, man. Come on. Have you heard whenever that guy's like player of the match and stuff and he got to speak in front of like... Bruh. Unless what, they take them for like coaching lessons, or which they do. I think most presidents go get coaching.
Well, look, I mean, there's no coaching for a president, really, but I think there's a little
bit
of...
To speak, listen to Julius Malema 5 years ago. Listen to him now.
Oh, that definitely.
Somebody's behind that dude and seriously putting effort into his grooming.
No, but
he's being groomed.
But he's a likely candidate to be a president.
Yeah, and he's got guts because that dude was groomed amongst...
South Africans will vote for anybody now.
Oh, snap.
I'm just saying.
What does that mean? Do you want to elaborate?
I'm just saying. Like, South Africans will vote for anyone now.
Get kicked out two days from now.
Oh, I even forgot. Something really big happened recently.
What?
They shut down the Les All White Party.
Oh, yeah, the purple. Why you look happy about that?
No, but... dog, you didn't get the video?
I didn't.
You see the video like when they're loading the trucks and you can see the guys are carrying the sofa. No party for you, cheese boy.
Yo.
Yeah.
What was the reasoning behind it?
Protect Dallas. Okay, well, look.
Not God, I was with him like what? A week ago.
Yeah, I saw your picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't look too happy. He probably that's why you guys were together.
Because they closed down the Wi-Fi. He was in all black.
He actually was.
Yeah.
He was in mourning. So he's like, yo. So he goes on Twitter. He's like, yo. Party's been postponed. Everybody retweet.
Not shut down, it has been postponed.
Yeah. Like, so he says, due to unforeseen circumstances. So he's like, please retweet. So you know, black Twitter, they come like, ha, when you want us to retweet your rubbish? Did you invite us to the cut?
Oh, so snap. Like, why didn't you?
You dog.
Like, now you want us.
But I mean, it's ridiculous. Okay, fine. You know, there's a lot of hype around the all-white party. But realistically, this year, I didn't feel it. There was actually no hype.
I didn't know it was even
I actually
there
only
yet.
Remembered it was the white party when I realized there's like 30 or 40 like police cars driving up William McCall going to Deleuze's crib.
What caused it though? Why'd they shut it down?
Because he has no permits. It's the DA, fam.
Oh, snap.
It's the DA.
Hey, you're going in hard.
But it's true. The whole time when ANC had
it was
the
okay.
Joburg Metro, Deleuze was doing his thing. DA comes into power.
So should we say DA is stifling entrepreneurship?
That's not entrepreneurship. They're stifling balling. That's what they're anything to do with balling, they're stifling it. You see? Now they're like, ha, this marijuana driven madness that happens on Thursday in
like,
our national heritage site in Joburg must come to an end.
They're like, whatchamacallit? Anything to do with that has black tendencies.
Oh, snap.
Oh, okay. These brothers now, they decide to come through now.
At
this is not
through.
Even fashionably late. This is just late.
Anyway, we're not going to focus on you because we have an issue we're dealing with. Deleuze's annual white party that was closed down last week. And funny enough, actually, I had a ticket or some sort of invite to go there. So it's crazy that the one year that I wanted.
Wait, you didn't tell me about this?
Yeah, but I don't go to all white parties.
Yeah, why didn't you just tell me about it, though?
But I don't have all white clothes.
Type of relationship? What type of relationship is this, though?
No, but it's real. I can't lie to you, fam. Like, look, I can only go to parties where I can get dressed properly. Okay, look, we got 11 minutes left on the show.
Uh-huh.
And, okay, the superstar guests that we have finally showed up. Okay.
Sorry.
Equally brandishing iPhone 5S.
Twins.
Can you imagine?
Twins.
Yeah? Queen. This is Zimbabwe's super producer.
And camera cap that you have never gotten, Kamu, since last year.
And the same jersey that I saw him wearing 2 years ago. What the hell is wrong with this, Zimbabwe?
Your drinks on us after this.
Now you're looking good, Tags. Now where'd you get that?
The only reason I love Simba Tags, because when it comes to drinking, it's not a game.
No, it's not a game.
It's a serious issue.
Tags used to be my boy until I saw the launch of the what's the name of the album?
Natural Selection.
When I saw the launch of it, and
was that the one you did in college?
November.
Yeah, it was some video on. I saw it recently. Some video on Facebook. And
oh, I didn't have Facebook in November.
And whatchamacallit, and he's performing Zakanaka.
Okay.
Ah, all these girls are screaming. Like, what are they screaming for?
No, but I saw the only Zakanaka performance I saw was actually last year at, it's not Haifa because Wanga was Namari.
Shoko
Festival.
Yeah.
Which is one of my favorite songs, by the way.
Thanks, boss.
Yo, why girls screaming for you, though?
Huh?
Ain't no girls be screaming for
it's
us.
It's the song.
Right?
It's the song.
Yeah.
So it's not you?
It's not me.
I like your humility.
It's actually not him.
He's got a smirk on his face. What's that smirk
about? Girls only scream for Stana, don't you know? Give us our money back. Give me my money back, Stana.
I'm quiet.
But
what is it about African men? I'm not even just thinking about Stana. Okay, guys, the rest of Africa, Stana is a Zimbabwean rapper. You Google him. Who stannerized a woman, right? Basically, stannerizing is take money from a woman.
Wow,
so please, do not use that across the rest of Africa. Let's keep it southern for now, so we can contain it. But yeah, what is it with dudes? Like, how as an African man, is it wrong to live off like your partner?
It's equal rights, right?
Equal rights,
it's 21st century. That's what I heard.
I actually want to know what you guys think. Like personally, do you mind?
Nah, I don't believe in taking money from someone, but I mean, you look at, like, I read The Audacity of Hope very recently, And there's a time in Obama's...
Well done. Thank you. Thank you for those facts.
Tags, bruh. You run your legs, bruh. Like and then you throw leaf. Like, I'm catching L's. What does the L mean? What does that mean?
Loser.
Oh, so I caught a loss.
Catching a loss. Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Big catching losses for me.
Continue about the audacity of...
No, but I mean, there's a time like early 90s when they only had Sasha, the first daughter. And Obama was becoming an alcoholic and he was smoking a lot.
He wasn't becoming... He was a rapper?
Yeah.
He was a rapper?
Or a producer?
Yeah. He was an artist?
And until they went into the White House, I mean, Michelle was always earning more because she was his senior at in the law firm.
Really?
So yeah, and then she was like, hey, dude, we're bouncing. So I mean, I don't believe in you taking money from someone, but I mean, I think most great men do need that support structure within their lives.
I'm talking about, from a perspective of being an African man, and you know how it's important as an African man.
Ain't nobody more African than Obama.
I think American men, realistically, American dudes are whack. Let's be real.
They're whack.
But I'm talking about, like, from African perspective, if you're in a relationship or if you are in a home, mm-hmm. aren't you always constantly under pressure to want to provide?
I mean, that's the goal.
But I've noticed for other dudes,
it's biblical, bro.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go. But then our other dudes are like,
If you've got that mentality, then you're wrong. But there are people who are creative, right?
Okay.
People who don't have the 9-to-5.
Okay.
So I mean, there needs to be an investment. You know what I mean? Yeah. People like, you know, producers, artists.
I was about to say on the interim, as long as you have a plan to say in 3 years this is not going to be
exactly.
The
exactly. That's
you can't sit back. No? You can't just sit back and say I just got it.
What do you mean?
No, but you know what I mean. Like, okay, fine. In 6 months, I'm not. You're not going to be buying me food anymore.
If she pay plan. This could be the situation for the rest of my life.
Okay, wait, hold up. They got to do their marketing and all of that.
Yeah, definitely.
Nonsense. So. Camera.
What up?
We know you've been working with a bunch of artists. You just want to go blah 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 blah.
What artists have been working with?
Yeah,
it's a lot.
Internationally,
it's a lot.
Because you know the show changed.
Who has been paying?
It's now
a
whole lot. A whole lot, baby.
Hey, none of them voices on the show. Trying to take our jobs in this. Snap.
A whole lot.
Welcome to the afternoon drive.
Yo, artists, man. Yo, I've just done something with Burna Boy featuring Casper, Diamond, Platinums.
Wow, that is taking
Victoria,
across Africa.
Victoria,
yeah.
Kimani, Ice Prince, Amani.
Okay, wait, is this one? Is this one song with all of these people?
No. It's different artists. I can't think of it.
How come you never invite me to your house no more, man?
I was actually saying the same thing. I'm like, guess where you've been? I miss you, bro.
Okay, and Simba, please tell me, because I desperately need to ask you this. Like, the Dotman track.
Yeah,
like that's crazy.
Dinini,
that is very crazy.
Which one? Akube or the one on my album? Oh, okay. Yeah,
Akube is sick.
That one took us by storm, boss.
Doug, when I got the song just randomly downloaded, like, you know, jams, like on the. So I'm listening to the song Akube, I'm like, this is nice. I really like this one. This one is really catching my blood.
It's a nice song now.
This one is Kata Ibrahim.
This song now. This song goes Kata
Nigeria.
Hey! So, this is like governable.
It's a lie.
Towards the end of the song, I just said, "Say my taxi on this."
Say my taxi on the beat, you.
But very, very good work,
thanks, boss.
But I mean, like even for the first and last time I was in your studio, you were even working on Masters for Wizkid at that time. Wizkid. For example, like you've always been.
We
that
didn't
guy.
Know that. Though. Yeah. How'd you penetrate this market?
Through a producer friend, Saz.
Yeah.
He used to make songs for most of them.
Yeah.
Then when I'd mix the songs, they'd be like, we want him for the whole album now.
So
One Day Cole, that's how I got One Day Cole. Yeah. Malik Berry's new EP, I did the whole thing.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say, through hard work and persistence.
my nigga, I grind. You know what I'm saying? I walked Nigeria. I made this happen.
And,
yeah.
But I see a lot of...
Zimbos would walk to Nigeria.
And the Naira's bad, but they'll still go. But one thing that's crazy is Southern Africa doesn't have that much influence that side, except for South Africa.
Very true.
You know what I mean? Like the rest, I don't think they even know where Botswana, Namibia. Maybe they might know about Malawi because of Gemini Major and the rice now.
Really?
Wow.
But I mean, for you guys to make it there, I mean, that must say something about the progression of the music.
But,
you know.
But what I've seen about people up there, like Nigeria, they will, if one person co-signs you, they take you in.
It's a done deal.
Like even in a crew of Nigerians, if one person, if they see you and they're like, I don't know who Kamu's talking to.
And then Kamu's
like,
yo, bad guy.
This is my boy.
He's a
bad guy.
That's a done deal.
A bad guy.
Yeah, yo, so when you're going to Nigeria next, you just got to talk to Prince. Just
be like, yo, he's a bad guy.
Yeah. But I don't want to talk to Prince's people. Like, does he have any drug dealer friends?
Wow.
You know what I mean? Introduce me to them. I get the cosign, man.
I think we just lost like 4 listeners.
But
can we have it, Palliser?
But we just gained 10 others, all the coke
can we have it? Okay, fine. We're gonna wrap. Okay, because we don't own any of the equipment in this thing, and clearly, this is not our father's station.
If it was, the people who are next would be like, "Hey, Baba, we're taking 20 minutes.
There's someone else coming.
What for? Your show is not airing today. Today we're doing 2 hours. Yeah.
But anyway, Baba had said so.
GroupCentral.com, uncensored, unscripted, on radio. This is No Borders.
Tag an African.
With tags and cams. No Borders. It was great having you guys today. It was great having you guys today. Like, our celebrity guests.
Kamu Piri, KF, and our lovely lady here on the controls.
Thank you so much for having us.
Lovely.
Thank you so much for having us. Please buy the album. It's available on iTunes
right now. On Spotify, man.
Cocaine Addicts and Pill Poppers.
I thought it was a mixtape.
It just became an album. I'm on radio. Come on,
it's an album, man. Like, you know, don't forget my new single is dropping. It's called Zimbabwe Has Better Days Somewhere. Shout out to everybody, you know. Oh, is it done? Oh, yeah, and please.
Are we finished? Is we finished or is we done?
Wait, before we go, I got a minute. I know I got a minute, Palliser. I got 1 minute.
Is it finished or is we done?
All right, No Borders.
No Borders.
Out.
We are out. CliffCentral.com.